feet flat on the floor, spines nice and straight. And let's take in 3 deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Continue your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Focus on your neck and shoulder area and try to relax them now and let the chair totally support you. This is our special time of communion with Spirit. And we are thankful this morning for the special blessing of quiet communion with God. We thank God for the love that we feel flowing through us. The love we have in our heart is but a reflection of God's great love. May we always remember this with humility, and may we learn more and more to share God's love with those whose lives touch ours. Thank you, God, for the sacred circle of prayer, into which we can consciously enter at any time. We see our circle expanding as we become more aware of God's presence. We see it growing to encompass the whole earth and each expression of God's life, all people and all creatures. We are so thankful, Holy Spirit, that you are the activity in us, the activity that leads us along the path that we need to be led on. To remember who we are and where we came from. To lift us up in times of distress, transition, and doubt. We are thankful for the blessing of our friends and our loved ones. We give thanks for beauty, God, one sign of the abundance that you lavish upon the earth. I remember not only in good times, but at all times to give thanks to you, God, for everything. In times of sorrow, you are there, just as in times of great joy. In times of trouble, your presence is with me, just as it is in times of harmony and peace. And as you ponder these words, I invite you to join me on that secret place to the Most High journey, a place where faith, love, peace, and joy preside always as places in consciousness. So we make our way to that door, and as we arrive at the threshold, we remember to let go of things that are not serving us. Let go of the emotional baggage, the mental baggage, and the physical baggage. We prepare ourselves to be filled, so we must go in empty. So we step through the door and we take a seat. And as we do that, we feel that light and love of Spirit flow over, around, and through us and out into our world. We give the world a blessing, and in return, we are blessed. So for the next few moments, pray, receive answers to your prayers, and be still. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have heard our prayers and answered them this morning, as you always do. We ask you to continue to guide our words, our steps, and our thoughts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so it is.